safe to say that based off of your comments, you're suggesting that these women at these abortion rallies are ugly and overweight?
Yes.
What do you say to people who think that those comments are offensive?
Be offended.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, my name is Tom Velasquez. And yes, you heard correctly. You just heard a clip of Florida Representative Matt Gaetz being questioned by a reporter asking if he called pro-choice supporters fat and ugly. It normally... a politician is going to say, no, that's taken out of context. Matt Gaetz is like, yeah. Well, what do you think of people who are offended by that comment? And I love his response. Be offended. Let's listen to it again here, because this is a breath of fresh air in a world where all you smell is crap. Somebody just pointing it out as it is. You know what? You don't like it? Oh, well. It's words. People, you have to realize that if you let words affect you, you can be easily manipulated. When you're easily manipulated, you can be easily offended. So everyone that is offended all the time, know that they are manipulated, because words should not have any effect on you. They're words. Now, you can put in... to the equation, oh, well, they were slandering my name. That's different. But to call a group of people who you may or may not be a part of, you may or may not have those words directed toward you, to be offended by that, you've been manipulated. You're being manipulated. Therefore, you're easily offended. Let's listen to this again.
Is it safe to say that based off of your comments, you're suggesting that these women at these abortion rallies are ugly and overweight?
Yes.
What do you say to people who think that those comments are offensive?
Be offended. Mm-hmm.
I love the reporter's comment at the very end when he says, be offended. She has no response because they're not used to that. They're used to a politician, we'll use Jen Psaki. They're used to a politician circling back, putting up the defenses, and he just stands there. Yeah, be offended. And her response is, mm-hmm. That gives me hope for the politicians in this country, because I can't stand politicians in this country. We're going to get into this in a little bit. But to say the truth and to just say it how it is it's an exercise in futility for them, because all they care about is their image. Matt Gaetz doesn't care. He's calling it like it is. And that is so refreshing. Because we haven't seen that in a long time. You know, I'm beginning to have a little hope that things may be turning around. I mean, look at Joe Biden's and the Democrats' polling numbers. They're horrific. I mean, I don't put a lot of stock into polls because they're not accurate. But no matter how you slice it, how you deconstruct these poll numbers, people don't like this. And then in England... The English Rugby Association has banned transgender men who identify as women, a.k.a. Leah Thomas. They've banned them from playing women's rugby. So there's a movement starting of common sense, I think, and I think it's just going to start the ball rolling. As I said before, 2012, CERN may have destroyed the universe we were in and turned it into the upside down, essentially. Well, July 5th, there's rumors that CERN destroyed the universe that we were in, the upside down, and maybe they put us into a universe where we're not as crazy. You think? I don't know. keep an eye out. See, just look at what's going on around you. Are people starting to realize that everything we went through was total insanity? Just keep looking at the news and look at politicians. Look at what they're doing. Democrats, communists, I don't think they're salvageable. But, you know, I think it was 18 Democrats voted against the ban on assault rifles that the House passed through. I was amazed when I saw that, because Democrats, communists, they're all for this. They're all for banning assault weapons. So 18 of them to stand up and say no. There might be a turning of the tide here. But don't let that give you too much hope, because you still have the communists of this country, also known as the Democrat Party, telling us that we are not in a recession. Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back. When we come back, we're going to talk, are we in a recession? What is going on? It's pretty cut and dry. But for some, not so much. So sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome to the Ohio Hauntings and Legends podcast. We will be taking you to places you have never dreamt of going. Hundreds, if not thousands, of haunted and abandoned locations. We will visit with the paranormal from your nightmares and try to understand the unexplained. Ohio alone has 88 counties within our state, and virtually each one of those counties has a story to tell. Ohio's history is bloodstained throughout its history. We will be covering more than just Ohio. We will cover the state you live in, the country. Trust me. There are thrills, chills, and we are upping the fright factor with each new stop we make. We will be traveling the world, the globe, looking for the strange, the mysterious, and the frightening. Mostly, we will find the unexplainable. Many of these episodes are genuine. Others are legend or hearsay. Believe those that you choose, or believe in none. It is your choice. Just get comfortable, sit back, dim the lights, and listen.
Okay, so this past Thursday, the economic report came out for the second quarter, and lo and behold, the GDP dropped another 0.9%, which makes it the second month in a row that our economy has failed to grow. The economy didn't grow, it was actually in the negative. Now, every other time that has happened, every other time, there is no instance where this has never happened. I just want to reiterate that point. Every time there has been two straight quarters of negative economic growth, we are in a recession. Welcome to 2022 and the communists of this country controlling the House, the Senate, and the White House. Because that doesn't mean we're in a recession anymore. It's just like, remember when the vaccines came out? And everybody started complaining, this isn't a vaccine. So what did the CDC do? They changed the definition of a vaccine. Well, now the Democrat Communist Party of America, they're changing the definition of a recession. They're saying, well, wait a minute. We have a robust unemployment number. The unemployment number is so low, there's no way we can be in a recession. First off, if you believe that, you're an idiot. Go down any business district in the city or the location where you live and see how many help wanted signs that are out there. The Democrat Communist Party of America wants us to believe that there's so many help wanted signs out because everybody's got a job. Do you really believe that's the case? Do you? Because just sit back and look in your circle of acquaintances. How many people are not working that are physically and perfectly capable of working? There's a lot of them. I've got a lot of them. People don't want to work. And the government's telling them, don't work. Unemployment, unemployment, unemployment. Sure, they're not getting the COVID money, but these people were getting, these people during the pandemic when everything was shut down, these people were making more than I was, and I was working full time. So for the smart people, they banked those unemployment checks and those COVID checks. Plus, our government's giving them money hand over fist. Here, here's some money. You've been through a hardship that we created. Here's some money. Trying to buy votes. But yet, you and I are feeling a recession. And apparently, according to Joe Biden and the Democrat Communist Party of America, it's all a figment of our imagination. Because they have been quoted as saying, if the Republicans declare we're in a recession, it will not be true. At least not yet. But President Joe Biden and Democratic candidates across the country will face a daunting and possibly impossible challenge explaining to people why it is not true. End quote. Read the line again. Sorry, that was my Joe Biden teleprompter going there. So if they're trying to tell us that if the Republicans tell us that we're in a recession, it's not true, but we face an impossible task of telling people that it's really not true. Maybe it's because it's true. Can you see the mind games that are going on here? The Democrat Communist Party of America, they know that we are in a recession. But they are going to do everything in their power to tell us we're not in a recession and then tell us we have an impossible task. I mean, we just can't tell you that we're not in a recession and you believe it. So we're just at a loss of what to do here. Well, the reason it's an impossible task is because we are in a recession. People are hurting. And this is where the disconnect between the average American and the Democrat Party comes in. They have no idea what it's like to live through this recession. We are close to 10%. Our gas prices have doubled in the last year. Groceries have gone up at least 5 to 10% year to year. Energy has gone up 15 to 20% year to year. We're not in a recession? Because, they're telling us, no, we're not, because unemployment's really low. Well, the reason unemployment's low is nobody's working. And the reason nobody's working is because they don't want to work. Look at how many jobs are out there. Look at how many places. How many places in your vicinity that you frequent, that you know of. In my area, restaurants don't open till noon and they close at 7. Pizza places, some days they open, some days they don't. Why? Because they don't have enough workers. And you're telling me that we have such a robust economy? How many people do you know that aren't working? Now, I get every administration fudges the unemployment numbers to make them look good. But this is an act of God here that they can fudge these numbers to make these unemployment numbers look good. If you believe the unemployment numbers are really what the Biden administration says they are, my gosh, again, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. But back to this quote-unquote recession. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, had the task of going on Meet the Press. And she had the task of convincing Americans that even though it may look like a recession, sound like a recession, and feel like a recession, it's not really a recession. She had a conversation with Chuck Todd, and she started the conversation by saying, I do want to emphasize what a recession really means is a broad-based contraction in the economy. And even if that second quarter GDP growth number is negative, we are not in a recession now. And I would warn that we should not be characterizing this as a recession. And then Chuck Todd, in his infinite wisdom, comes back and says, oh, I understand that, but you're splitting hairs. I mean, if the technical definition is two quarters of contraction, you're saying that's not a recession? Chuck Todd, in a moment of enlightenment, Janice Yellen starts to say, that's not the te- And then Todd says, no. And then Yellen goes on and says, that's not the technical definition. There's an organization. Oh, there's always an organization. There's an organization called the National Bureau of Economic Research that looks at a broad range of data in deciding whether or not there is a recession. And most of the data that they look at right now continues to be strong. I would be amazed if the NBER would declare this period to be a recession, even if it happens to have two quarters of negative growth. We've got a very strong labor market, and we're creating almost 400,000 jobs a month. That is not a recession. I hate politicians and political hacks because they don't have any values. They don't have any morals. They don't have any character. All they have is their party line. Tell the truth. You are not creating 400,000 jobs a month. You are rehiring maybe 400,000 jobs a month, and I'm very skeptical on that number. But how many jobs were lost when the Democratic governors of this country shut the states down and people lost their jobs? You're not creating jobs. You're filling the jobs that were lost during the quote-unquote election virus. So since we, the people, pay your salary, we demand you be honest with us. Come out and tell us what we already know. We are in a recession. Oh, and by the way, the NBER that she's talking about that, well, I have every confidence that they're not going to say we're in a recession. They're not exactly speedy about these determinations. Back in December 2008, they announced that, oh, well, yeah, the U.S., it's in a recession. Well, the problem is that recession began in January of 2008, a year prior. So, year later now, they could say, oh, yeah, that was a recession. We were wrong on that one. But we feel it. Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, Yellen, AOC, well, she's out of the equation because she has no idea what she's doing. But anyway, the Communist Party of America, we feel it. You can tell us we're not in a recession all you want. You can try and save face. You can blame Trump. You can blame Putin. You can blame, you know, I saw, what was his name from Texas? Al Green, I think his name is. He was on Fox News this morning talking about, well, just remember, if it wasn't for the pandemic and the Russian invasion, we would not be in this situation. Really? Because the first day that Biden was in office, what did he do? He shut down the pipelines. He shut down the permits. He basically took away our energy independence. That's going to hurt the economy. And then let's open up the border. Let's let all these illegals in. That's going to hurt the economy. And then, and this is what pisses me off the most, as this country is hurting, people, newborns can't get formula. People are struggling to make ends meet. There's not crap on the shelf, and the stuff that is on the shelf at the grocery stores is double what it was before. What are we doing? Joe Biden, without a vote, without anybody contacting anybody, is sending millions and billions of dollars to Ukraine. Everybody should be infuriated about that. Because, listen, there was a vote. Should we send this money to Ukraine? It went through. How many of you had your representative come into their district and consult you, their constituents that they are supposed to represent? How many of you got a visit and said, hey, we're looking to vote to send money to Ukraine? How would you like me to vote? Because I represent you. I never got that visit. I never got that call. There was never a town hall meeting for that. They're just sitting in Washington in their cushy little penthouse making decisions that are affecting me and my children and my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. They don't care. Government in this country is completely, it's broke. It is beyond broke. We have no say. We say who goes there, and they're like, I'm fighting for you. All these politicians that we put in office, I'm here for you. Really? Where were you when you were asking me about sending millions and billions of dollars to Ukraine when I'm struggling? You know, I haven't got a pay raise, but my cost of living has gone up 10-20%. Where is my say in this? Well, I'm, you know, the politicians are telling us, I'm your voice. No, you're not. I would have voted no. Keep that money in America. Put it back into America. Well, you're a nationalist, and that makes you a white supremacist racist. That's how it works, everybody. If you believe in America first, you are already labeled by the Democrat Communist Party of this country and the media as a white supremacist, racist, Trump supporter who should have no say in anything that goes on in this country because all you care about is America. Well, God forbid I care about my fellow citizens, the ones that are struggling, and yet we're sending millions and millions of dollars, and I can't believe we're in a recession. This isn't a recession. Look at our robust workforce. Okay, we'll just keep printing money that we don't have, and keep sending it to Ukraine. I'm going to pull a page out of Matt Gaetz's playbook here, and I'm going to tell you, I don't care. I don't care about what is going on in Ukraine. Be offended. Call me insensitive. Yes, I don't like the fact that people are dying. But you know what? Look out for number one. And once number one, which is America, is taken care of, then you look out for the rest of the people. We cannot take care of the world if we cannot take care of ourselves. If that makes me a nationalist, if that makes me a white supremacist racist, so be it. I care about this country. I love my country, and I love the people who call this country home. We can't take care of this country if we keep sending millions and billions of dollars over to a country where, hey, their president's at the Grammys, their president's at the MTV Music Awards. I don't care. It's propaganda, ladies and gentlemen. It's all propaganda. Don't let the media... Listen, you want to know the truth about what's happening in the world? Listen to the media. And whatever they say, think opposite, and that's the truth. So when you hear that the Russians are the aggressors, that, oh, poor Ukraine. It isn't poor Ukraine. Look at the bio labs in Ukraine. Look at them. Find out. Do some research on the bio labs in Ukraine. Find out that, holy cow, the Russians are invading Ukraine, and Joe Biden, he's just dumping money in there. Why? Why is Joe Biden dumping so many millions and billions of dollars in Ukraine? Because he is neck deep in corruption in Ukraine, as his son is, Hunter. We all know about Hunter. He can't afford to let this get out. He is terrified that the Russians are going to come across some scheme that he had that extorted money. And listen, every Democrat and Republicans in Washington right now should be tried for money laundering. Because all this money going to Ukraine is going back to them lock, stock, and barrel. With the amount of money that we've given Ukraine, they should have just bulldozed over the Russian army right now. But they're not getting that money. That money is being sent to Ukraine in the form of military aid, but it's coming back to these politicians as kickbacks, as donations. Don't think that that's not happening. The Democrats are going to tell you that this economy is fine. We're okay. We've got a robust workforce. We'll get through this. This is the same party that told us that this inflation is just temporary. All of our most brilliant economic minds are telling us that this is temporary. While the rest of America said, this isn't temporary. This is killing my budget. This is altering my lifestyle. And this is all the plan, ladies and gentlemen. This has been planned. COVID was the beginning of the plan. Now, COVID didn't go quite like they wanted because people started to rebel against the lockdowns. So they had to change things. So they stole an election. And you know what? Call me crazy. They stole an election. I know they stole an election. How many times watching the election results did you see a state at about 10, 11 o'clock say, oh, man, it's getting late. We're going to stop counting tonight and we're going to start again tomorrow. Never. Never. They would count till 3, 4, 5 in the morning. I know. I've watched it till 3, 4, 5 in the morning. Waiting for the results to come in. And then they stop counting, but mysteriously votes keep coming in, and they're all for Joe Biden and the Democrats. Every single one. There's not one for Trump. There's not one for any other candidate. It's all Joe Biden. But nothing to look at here. Look at January 6th, January 6th. And then the Democrat Communist Party of America and their cronies who follow them. Look at Arizona. Look at Arizona. There was nothing there. Joe Biden actually gained votes. Obviously, there was no fraud. You guys are crazy. But what they won't tell you is they weren't looking. They weren't looking to see if they were fraudulent. They were counting votes. Here's the thing. What they're not going to tell you is that there were hundreds and hundreds, thousands of ballots that were counted that were post-dated past the time they were supposed to be in. There were hundreds and thousands of ballots that weren't signed. There were hundreds of thousands of ballots that, well, they weren't right, but they counted them anyway. There's no fraud here. That's what they won't tell you. If you read the audit in Arizona, If you read the audit, you will be absolutely flabbergasted because, yeah, that shows you they stole Arizona. If they stole Arizona, they stole Michigan, they stole Pennsylvania, they stole Wisconsin, and they stole Georgia. You take those two or those multiple states out of there and turn them to Trump, Trump wins. 80 million votes, they're telling us Joe Biden got. 80 million. Trump got, what, 70, 76, 75 million? That's more voters than there are in this country. That's more votes than there are in this country. Nobody wants to look into that. But we're crazy. We're the ones, we're the insurrectionists that believe that the election was stolen. It's because it was. I said it the day after the election. I've said it before the election started. Don't underestimate the Democrats' ability to cheat. And that's why I say, come November this year, do not get too cocky that there's a red wave, because the Democrats will cheat. They're not going to win big. The Republicans are going to win, but they're not going to win as big as everybody says, because the Democrats are going to cheat. It's going to happen because they know they can get away with it, because all they have to do is label everybody a conspiracy theorist, Trumper, crazy crackpot, insurrectionist. It's infuriating. But ladies and gentlemen, I just would like to welcome you to Recession 2022, even though the Democrat Communist Party of America says it's not the case. We all know it is. I hope you enjoy the recession of 2022. I know I won't. It's horrible. Everybody's struggling. I mean, I've had to cut back on everything. And, well, what's the Democrat Communist Party and Joe Biden doing about it? Nothing. They're not doing anything except telling us that it's not real. That there's no recession. Well, I'm going to tell you, Communist Party of America and Joe Biden, my bank account says differently. And I really shouldn't say anything about my bank account, because I'm sure the government can get in it and make it look even worse. So let's just say, welcome to the show. It's a horror show, 2022 recession, and I don't like the outcome. Sit back, relax, open that mind. When we come back, we're going to talk Nancy Pelosi, because this woman is corrupt as they come. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I'll be right back. Say it one more time. Do you feel my love? Hey everybody, Tom Velasquez, host of The Paranormal Patriot. If you have a book, if you have an event, if you have anything that you want to promote on this show, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Contact me and send me a 15 to 30 second audio clip of what you want to promote. Heck, I'll even go a minute. I'm all open. And the best part, it's going to be free. I'm going to allow you to promote your book, your event, your whatever you want to promote on this show. If you have music that you like, send me a music clip. I'll promote it on this show. All you have to do is contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Send me a 15-second to 1-minute audio clip. It's getting played on the show. Where else are you going to find free advertising that goes to thousands and thousands of people a week? Nowhere else. I do this because people would do this for me when I first started. And I want to return the favor. Pay it forward. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net for anything you want to promote on this show, because it's not going to cost you a thing. Who knows? It may make you famous. At least you'll get your 15 seconds to 1 minute of fame on the Paranormal Patriot. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net.
From what you told me, maybe you want me all alone. But it's all you show me, I ain't the only one that be giving you love. I know I say I'm open to doing what we say is okay. A place to escape, erase all the pain. Taking off your chain, saying not to wait. Grabbing on my face, yeah, I say I don't mind. Telling myself all night that I'm addicted, but I'll be fine. That I'm inflicted.
Alrighty, Nancy Pelosi. What can I say about this crazy you know what? She has no couth, she has no class, and all she's doing is looking to gain political clout. And damn you if you get in her way. And she's just ridiculous. She's horrible. I can't stand the lady. And I hate that because I normally am a pretty easygoing guy. But I just can't stand Nancy Pelosi. She's hopeless. She's worthless. She's a detriment to this country. And apparently her husband is a slimeball, because these two have been involved in insider trading for years, and it's just coming to light. Just recently, Fox Business reached out to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office for comment about her husband's recent stock trades, particularly inquiring about Paul Pelosi's $1 million purchase of a stock in a semiconductor company as Congress is slated to vote on a $52 billion subsidy to the industry as part of a bill to increase U.S. manufacturing of computer chips to make the country less reliant and more competitive with China. As you know, or maybe you don't, that bill passed. Surprise! That bill passed, and he invested a crap ton of money into this company that will be producing these chips just prior to this vote. Coincidence? I think not. Now, the speaker's office said, the speaker does not own any stocks. As you can see from the required disclosure from which the speaker fully cooperates, these transactions are marked SP for spouse. The speaker has no prior knowledge or subsequent involvement in any transactions. That is according to Drew Hamill, who apparently is a piece of crap, who is Nancy Pelosi's spokesman. So basically, she is hiding behind her husband. Nancy Pelosi says, I don't have any stocks. I'm free and clear. I don't know what you're talking about. Are you not benefiting from your husband's stock trades, Nancy? We're not stupid. We know how this works. You don't have any stocks because, okay, you're smart enough to know, hey, I'm a congresswoman. It looks bad if I got stocks and, you know, insider trading, let's not do this. My husband, who's not a politician, hey, we're going to be voting on a computer chip act or bill here, and this company looks like it's going to be really, really benefit from this bill. You might want to put some money into this. And Congress votes, hey, it went through. You're now a millionaire again, or a multimillionaire. That's how it works in Washington, ladies and gentlemen. The rest of us, Martha Stewart, she went to jail for quote-unquote insider trading. Nancy Pelosi, not a problem. Not a problem for Nancy because it's not her, it's her husband. Even though she still benefits and she knows nothing about it, I'm sure. I'm sure Nancy knows nothing about the trades and the stock movements that her husband is doing. Have I told you this episode that our government is broke? Because if I didn't, let me tell you, our government is broke. Our government is not here for the people. Our government now is here for themselves. Our government looks at a representative or a Senate position as a one-way ticket to a lucrative lifestyle. That's not how it should be. You make $147,000 a year. Now, to me, that's a lot of money. But when you make $147,000 a year and you come out of there after a four-year term, a multimillionaire, no questions are asked? Nobody's batting an eye? How is that? Because nobody cares. Everybody's so involved with their life that nobody cares that we're being, I mean, just take that broomstick and shove it right up our behinds because that's what they're doing to us. We don't care. We don't care that we're being used. We're being manipulated. We're going to sit here and complain about it, but what are we going to do about it? Has Paul Pelosi been brought up on charges? I mean, the evidence is pretty cut and dry right now. He put this money into this company knowing that there's a congressional vote on this. Where did he know that? From Nancy Pelosi. You don't think Nancy knew anything about this? I mean, we're not stupid, Nancy. You know, I hope you don't Clinton me, but come on. I mean, when are we going to stand up and just say enough is enough? We can't do this anymore. We're not going to let these politicians run our life and make millions off of us while we sit here and live under their scrutiny. I'm not going to do it. You know, Matt Gaetz, God bless him. He changed me. I'm all for, hey, you don't like it? Be offended. Because when I grew up in the 80s. You were offended. Oh, well, you still went on with your life. You didn't cause a ruckus. You didn't make a scene. People realize that they're just words. You know, okay, I got called many different things. I still get called many different things. You know what? It is what it is. They're words. People won't like me. Not everybody's going to like me. I get that. Stop trying to make that big of a difference where you make an ass of yourself. Because that's what you're doing. When you're offended by everything, people look at you and say, I'm not going to hang out with that person. I'll tell you that right now. The only people that you are going to gravitate towards and that are going to gravitate towards you are negative people. And let me tell you, being negative in your life, blaming everybody else for your problems, gets you nowhere. You are going to struggle in life until you start taking responsibility for you. You, not everybody else. Everybody else's problems are not yours. You have your own problems. And because you have your own problems, you feel you need to project them onto everybody else. Nobody else. Listen, we all have problems. I don't need a Karen. I don't need a pro-choice supporter coming in my face giving me more problems. I'm not gonna hold back anymore. The days of me being politically correct are done. And I think that you need to be less politically correct. Stop worrying about everybody else's feelings. Because there was a day not long ago where you didn't care. It was, I'm going to say some words that might offend somebody, but be offended. There were times I called people retard all the time growing up. It was a word we used. Nobody took offense to it. Nobody called the police. Nobody called the principal. I wasn't suspended for it. It was how it was. I called people a fag. It was our word. It was our slang back in the 80s. And I know people are like, oh my God, people's heads are exploding right now because I used the word fag and I used the word retard. And you know what? Be offended. I grew up in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and that was what we did. And we didn't get offended. I was called 10 times worse by my friends. Yes, my friends. And you know what? We continued to be friends because I didn't care. It was a joke. It was words. I don't care about words. Until you slander me and make false accusations about me, then I will care about words. But you know what? I can call you gay. I can say, you're so gay. And I don't expect you to be offended by it. You may, and you know what I'm going to say? Be offended then. I don't care. We need to follow this path. Because this is a movement, this whole offensive movement. I'm offended. It has set our country back so bad. I mean, 100 years. Because we can't say what we feel. We can't feel what we think. Because we're afraid that we're going to be chastised and we're going to be put into social media prison. Oh, well, I don't care. If I see you on the street and you're acting stupid, I'm going to tell you, stop being gay. Don't be a douche. And I'd expect you not to be offended. Let's see how well that's received. I'm sure I'm going to receive a ton of hate mail, but you know what? I don't care. Now, before we get into the next story, I want to play a clip for you, and I'm not a huge fan of TikTok. I don't even go on it, but somebody sent me a link, and I want to play it for you because during the campaign of 2020, Trump was telling people what was going to happen, and people were like, ah, that's not going to happen. Joe Biden's not going to do that. I want to play for you this clip. It is prophetic. I mean, Trump is essentially a modern-day Nostradamus. Listen to Joe Biden telling you that, oh, there's some people that would say that I'm going to do this. And then it cuts to Trump, and it goes back and forth between Trump and Biden. Biden saying, well, you know, I don't really agree with that. And then Trump says, this is what Biden's going to do. And tell me that everything that Trump said he was going to do is not what's happening. Listen to this.
Before I took office, there was a lot of folks out there making some pretty bold predictions about how things would turn out. You might remember some of the predictions.
They're coming for your guns. Yep. They're coming for your jobs.
Yep.
And they're coming for your freedom.
Yep.
They hate American energy, and Joe Biden will shut it all down. He's going to.
He did.
If I became president,
Biden's elected, he will wipe out your energy industry.
Another prediction that is my favorite one, I must add, is that if I got elected,
gas prices going $5, $6, $7 for a gallon
and more.
Flood your communities with criminal aliens, drugs and crime.
Yep.
While they live behind beautiful gated compounds. They try to take away your gun, Second Amendment, they want to take it away. While they enjoy private security that's fully armed.
I never understood that one.
You spent trillions of dollars rebuilding foreign nations, fighting foreign wars, and defending foreign borders.
So for all those predictions of doom and gloom 6 months in, here's where we stand.
Do you want to use the word recession or depression?
Is he wrong? I mean, honestly, is Trump wrong in anything that he told everybody that was going to happen if Joe Biden got elected? He knows. He knew what was going to happen. And yet people are just like, oh, I'm going to go for Joe Biden because mean orange man tweets. Suck it up, Buttercup. We got a fight on our hands. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about Karen from New Zealand. She's given us an update of what's going on in New Zealand, and you need to hear this. Sit back, relax, and open that mind.
Hey, pretty lady, let's just go for a ride. You can sit right by my side, and we'll be Bonnie and Clyde. We'll go for a ride down one of those dirt roads, but by the time we get back, it's gonna be cold. I'll put my arm around your shoulder and pull you close. I'm a pretty good guy, but I don't like
rocked a boat. Yeah. I've got a German Shepherd and he sleeps in my bed. And if you play your cards right, you'll wake up right by his head. Let's lay a blanket on the grass and look at stars. I said I like John Deere, you said you like NASCAR. Loving every minute that I'm laying here with you, and I am hoping that you'll want to make some country love with me too. All these shooting stars just lighten up the sky.
All right, everybody, I've told you once, I'll tell you again. If you want to promote anything on this show, a book, an event, music, yourself, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Heck, if you have a business you want to promote, I am live in 50 states of the Union and 15 countries around the world. If you want to promote your business, if you want to promote your music, your event, your book, your show, whatever you want, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. I will put your advertisement on this show, which reaches thousands of people a week. I'll put it on there for free. It's my gift to you. All you have to do is contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net.
I got my baggy pants on as I'm walking down the street. Hats tilted to the side, fresh Adidas on my feet. Boom box on my shoulder, so loud that it's blaring. All the people looking at me and I'm just not caring. Over there is a dude with the members only coat, and he's looking like a faggot with that scarf around his throat. Prince came out with a song that he just called Kiss, and he sounded like a girl, so don't you try and guess. Go get me a can of Fanta, would you, little boy, as he moonwalked to the store and got an almond joy. A girl walks up to me and said, you're cute. I said, is it me or you smelling my boot? She asked me if I had any Cabbage Patch Kids. I said, nope, if I did, he'd look like a gremlin. She asked me if I wanted her strawberry shortcake. I said, yeah, I'm missing you just like John Wayne. Bob St. Helena rocks, John Lennon is shot. Pac-Man is sucking, Quarter Space Invaders is hot. There's a music channel everybody's talking about, and a miracle on ice making everybody shout. Mork and Mindy's a pair, and Alf just came from space. Different strokes taught us all how to deal with race. The 80s were the best music that we ever had. Just ask Michael Jackson because he's bad.
Oh, that song is for the people that grew up in the 80s. If you grew up in the 80s, you know every reference in that song. That's multiple myself and myself, Tommy V, with 80s Kid. Now, hey, I have great listeners of the show. And one of the greatest listeners, the most interactive, is Karen from New Zealand. And Karen emailed me this week and said, hey, you know, this is what's happening in New Zealand right now. So I'm going to read you the email and just, I want to let you know what's happening around the world. Not just this, I mean, I'm based out of Michigan in the U.S. So most of the time my show is revolved around the U.S. But what happens here kind of happens everywhere. So I want you to know what's happening around the world because it's probably going to end up here too. So Karen says, hi, Tom. Good to have you back again. Don't overdo it, though, and I'm trying not to. It's tough. Well, the fear-mongering is back. Everyone is masked up again outside and are recommended in schools. So, and we know what's happening in San Diego and Los Angeles. I'm surprised. They shot down a mask mandate. But San Diego schools has basically told their students, wear a mask or don't come to school at all. There's no virtual classes. So they're telling their kids, you're either masking up or you're not going to school at all. Now, if I'm a kid, I'm like, I'm not going to mask up. I'm not going to school. This is the ludicrousy of this. But again, I'll start over again. Well, the fear-mongering is back. Everyone is masked up again outside, and they're recommending masks in school. However, my granddaughter said there were 10 in her class, and there weren't any masks anywhere. At this stage, our prime minister said the children would not be punished for having one on. Nice job, Prime Minister, and I'm not a big fan of the Prime Minister of New Zealand. Six schools were put into lockdown the other day due to a threat made to the schools via a phone call. Of course, schools initiated emergency plans. Nothing came of it at all. To me, this is just rubbish. It just It's just to see what the reactions of what the parents will do. That is very insightful, Karen. What are the parents going to do when they get that call that there is a threat on that kid, on their child's school? Uvalde? I mean, anybody talking about Uvalde on this? Then she went on to said, they have openly said that in August, one of our colleges would do a practice lockdown, I think for 72 hours, but she can't confirm that, where parents must stay away and children will not be allowed phone contact with their parents. Are you kidding me? There is no way. I purposely got my children phones because my children's school has been placed over the last 4 years. They have been placed on lockdown 4 times. I have not been able to get a hold of them. I got them phones specifically for the reason that if they get put in lockdown, I want contact with my child. So for 72 hours, the parents cannot contact the children and the children cannot contact the parents. Karen went on to say, this is brainwashing kids and turning them against the parents, I would say. And let's check a COVID jab in there as well. Our schools can lock down if there is a global emergency, then the school systems take over. I have homeschooling papers right next to me, which I will be filling out shortly. God bless you, Karen. Our schools, and it doesn't matter if it's in the U.S., the U.K., New Zealand, Australia, wherever you are becoming propaganda machines. They are government entities. That's why our government is so hell-bent on getting rid of homeschoolers or charter schools, because they don't teach the doctrine. They don't teach the propaganda. Kudos to you, Karen, for having those homeschooling paperwork right next to you. She went on to say, the government is taking some of our land down south and have been for many years, saying it's historic heritage sites and areas significant to moldy ecosystems and indigenous biodiversity, etc., etc. Kiwis will fight this all to the end. Now, for those of you who don't know, New Zealanders call themselves Kiwis. As far as I know, Karen, correct me if I'm wrong. She then went on to say, the next thing that is going to happen is they will bring foot and mouth disease into our country. This is going to be so bad for us. We are a farming country. Beef, lamb, dairy, and export 90% of our dairy products worldwide. Our farmers will not be happy to be killing their animals. This is very scary times for us, Tom. She ends it with, hope this finds you feeling better every day. As always, regards to you and yours, Karen. God defend our free land. Thank you for the email, Karen. Anybody that wants to contact me, this is what you do. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. I want to know what is happening around the world. Because here in America, we're kind of, I mean, honestly, it's the world view. If it's not Ukraine or not China, we're not hearing about it. We don't hear about this in New Zealand. The mask mandates are going back in New Zealand. New Zealand is, pardon my French, Karen, a shit show right now. And I thought New Zealand was a bastion of freedom. And during this whole pandemic, New Zealand has been locked down. They've been persecuted, just like Australia. You know, we think we have it bad here in America, but we don't look outside of our box, outside of our country. Those in Australia, those in New Zealand, and I praise you, Karen, for standing up and, you know, making a stand. You know what? Homeschool your kids. Homeschool your grandkids. Homeschool everybody you know. Because that is what's going to make a difference. I've said the story before of how my daughter, she's 20 now, but in 2020, she graduated. Well, in 2020, they just shut school down. There's no virtual school. They shut it down in March. She essentially graduated as a senior in March. And she was turning into a socialist radical. And it was infuriating me because I'm trying to teach her the right way, and she's just fighting me. And all it took was 1 month out of school before she started realizing, yeah, this isn't right. This isn't right at all. What I've been taught isn't right. She started seeing how the real world works. She started seeing that she was just a subject. She was a part of propaganda. And it was so nice to see. It was. I just watched her grow into this independent, you know what, screw that. This doesn't make any sense. This isn't right. Young woman. It was so nice to see. So anyway, Karen, thank you for the email. If you want to contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Hey, I'm going to stop the show right now. We are like 56 minutes, and I'm just going to end it with 80s Kid. For those of you who grew up in the 80s, you probably know a lot of these references. This will be the whole song. This is Multiple Myselfs and Tommy V. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, wherever you get your streaming services, Amazon Music, Google Play, wherever you get it. Download the song, share the song, 80s Kid by Multiple Myselfs and Tommy B. Thank you for listening to the Paranormal Patriot. I, hopefully, will be back next week. Thanks for listening. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you listening to this show. You are the reason I'm behind the mic. Thank you. Talk to you next week.
At me, and I'm just not caring. Over there is a dude with the members only coat, and he's looking like a faggot with that scarf around his throat. Prince came out with a song that he just called Kiss, and he sounded like a girl, so don't you try and guess. Go get me a can of Fanta, would you, little boy? As he moonwalked to the store and got an almond joint, a girl walks up to me and said, "You're cute." I said, "Is it me or you smelling my boot?" She asked me if I had any Cabbage Patch Kids. I said, "Nope, if I did, he'd look like a gremlin." She asked me if I wanted her strawberry shortcake. I said, "Yeah, I'm missing you just like John Wayne." Mom, St. Helena erupts, John Lennon is shot, Batman is sucking, Quarter Space Invaders is hot. There's a music channel everybody's talking about, and a miracle on ice making everybody shout. Working Mindy's a pair, and Alf just came from space. Different strokes taught us all how to deal with race. The 80s were the best music that we ever had. Just ask Michael Jackson because he's bad.
Find a payphone. At least one that works. Anybody got a quarter I can borrow? Anyone? Come on!
Ronnie Reagan's running the show. George Bush is next. Here comes Clinton and his little game of Monica sex. Big Brothers, listen, probably not something I should say, but I hope it was worth that PJ. World Wide Web comes out. Mr. T is hot. Michael Jordan is a rookie. Ronald Reagan is shot. Post-it notes are invented, so is the mobile phone. Everybody's telling E.T. to go. Walkman, popped in a cassette, walking to school, listening to Little Red Corvette. Trapper Keeper in my hands, watch on my wrist. I hope I did good on my test so I can get a scratch and sniff. This girl in the hall, she's got a Teddy Ruxpin. Never liked that thing with his eyes and evil grin. Walked up to my friend, he's got a Rubik's Cube. My eyes bulge, Joel drop, says it beats a dude. The girl of my dreams, school fire hair is so high. You gotta tease her hair with Aquanet until it's dry. I walk up to her, said I'll be your munchy cheek. She says, "What's that?" I say, "I'm also soft and cuddly." Sitting in class, not listening, I'm not sorry. I can't wait to get home and play my Atari. This is a story of how my days would start. So let it be known, I'll always be an 80s kid at heart.
I know you are, but what am I? Dude, that's totally tubular. Such a twit.
Knight Rider hit the tube as a talking car. Simpsons show came out. Who'd have thought they'd go this far? Cinderella the band came out and rocked the show. And they had better hair than most girls that you know. Global warming was acknowledged as just more than a thing. And We Are the World, the stars came out to sing.